The Assembly Republican bill was withdrawn last March when it was clear it didn't have enough Senate votes. Now Senate Mining Committee Chairman Tim Cullen says his committee will craft what he calls a more realistic iron ore mining bill without that one-year timeline.
If we want to pass a law that has any meaning, it's out the window. It is absolutely impossible for the DNR to do all of its work, all the environmental assessments that are necessary, the environmental impact statement, and make a decision in those kind of time frames.
Cullen says the timeline would fly in the face of a multi-year process by federal agencies, which also must approve the mining permit. The new proposed legislation would also send more mining tax revenue to mining communities.
There is a strong effort to try to keep a lot of it in Madison, and I'm going to have some local officials talk about it. I think it's essential that most of the revenues from the mining company stay in the area of the mine.
While the Assembly bill allowed for waterways to be filled in a mining area, Cullen says that's flat-out unconstitutional.
Reading the Constitution is the waters of Wisconsin shall be forever free. That means they belong to everybody. They don't belong to individuals who live along a lake or a river. They don't belong to any company.
He hopes to have a bill written with both political parties participating. Cullen's goal is to have the committee pass new mining legislation before December 15th. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.